work, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour is rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
Hey, are you ready to turn up the volume on your career? ADM Crosswind is the leading pet food manufacturer and is now hiring in Sabetha with an opportunity too good to miss. They're offering $20 per hour or more with benefits, including medical, dental, vision, PTO, and 401k, all starting the first day you work. Room for growth and advancement with flexible shifts. Did we mention a $2,000 referral bonus? Visit ADM.com to learn more. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting your journey, ADM Crosswind has a place for you in Sabetha. Visit ADM.com to learn more.
Time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to high school football here on Sunny 101.3. Lucas Freshel along with Cody Tassler on the call at Power Field in Hubble, Nebraska. HTRS Titans taking on the Johnson Brock Eagles, who are 3-0. HTRS 2-1. Coming off, both having a good start to the season and really looking to get into district play. Everything prior to that was non-district play, and now is when it matters. Cody, what are you looking for tonight?
Yeah, well, Johnson's been, you know, very good program here for the last few years, and just hope Humble can hang around here and let me make some big plays and get an upset.
Johnson Brock's had a pretty good team the last few years, state champions a few years ago. I think we were talking maybe 2018. Lost in the playoffs last year, the second round, to Dundee County Stratton, who is actually number one in the wild card standings currently for D2. Johnson Brock tied for them at second, along with Lord Central Catholic. We'll cover a little bit of that after the pregame show. We've got about, by the clock here, about 22, 23 minutes to kick off. We'll do a short little pregame show, and they'll bring it back to us, and we'll do our little pregame show. You're listening to high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
Time for high school football coverage tonight on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, it is football from Power Field in Humboldt. Everything in Richland County is going on in Humboldt this week, with the Richland County Fair underway in Humboldt going through Saturday. Tonight, football, HTRS will host the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Titans, 2-1 on the year, coming off their first loss of the season last week to the Southern High Raiders after a 2-0 start. Johnson Brock, they're ranked number 8 in the state. They are 3-0 on the season, and they've only given up 2 touchdowns so far this season. They are 3-0. I had a chance to visit with both the coaches, Caleb Lemke for the HTRS, and, of course, Mitch Roberts, the head coach for the Johnson Brock Eagles. You'll find out what they think about tonight's matchup in this first district game for both schools of the season. It's HTRS hosting Johnson Brock. We'll be back and visit with Coach Mitch Roberts of the visiting Johnson Brock Eagles after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with head coach Caleb Lemke of the HTRS Titans. They're at home tonight with Johnson Brock coming down. Coach, the season's off, not a bad start. 2-0 to start the season. You ran into a tough one last week in Southern, first loss of the year. Three games now for you guys in the books. What are your feelings for the Titans?
I've been pretty impressed with a lot of guys stepping up, especially some of the young guys that we weren't really sure what we were getting. They've really just kind of assumed a lot of varsity time, and that's been great to see. There's some things that are kind of underwhelming. I'm going to throw it out there. Offensive line play has been less than stellar, and that's frustrating because I'm the offensive line coach, so we got to find a way to remedy that. But honestly, our skill team guys, quarterback J.J. McQueen and running back Hunter Bowling and Alex Kojal, all those guys really have really stepped up this year. I mean, you throw Colt McLaren and John Cook, and they're guys that really hustle every play. It's been a good thing to see.
And defense, I remember back first week after that first game, we said, well, the defense we're not very happy with. Since that time, obviously last week you weren't real happy with it, giving up too many points, but has that been improved from what you saw early?
Yeah, it's getting better. It's a lot more physical. Last week we had some cramping issues, and we just had a sub guys in that weren't really ready, but at that point the game was out of hand. But I think the defense is just getting more comfortable in its responsibilities and trusting each other. Each week presents a different challenge formationally, and Johnson Brock, and they kind of do a lot of different stuff, so we just got to be prepared for whatever they throw at you and know that you have to have direct responsibility for every guy and every play, otherwise it's going to be a 50-yard touchdown. So just really making sure we're all on the same page, I think, will be the biggest thing.
District play begins tonight with this Johnson Brock game, and I'm looking at the district. I'm going, holy cow! This is a pretty tough district this year. Looking at the wins and losses so far, boy, things could go a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I think they said it was the toughest district in Nate, man, all of last year, and again this year it seems like it's going to shake up to be that way again. I mean, I'm just honored to be included in the district. I mean, we're just kind of always been the little guys looking up to the big guys, but we're starting to try to compete with these guys, and it's been good. It's been a lot. Progress has been positive. It's just we're just still a really long ways out, but the kids, they don't care. We'll play anybody any day. I mean, they have that mindset that it's football and we don't really care. But this district, it's tough. It's challenging. You play some of the best teams. I mean, we basically have a five-game playoff stretch here is the way I look at
mm-hmm.
it.
And Johnson Brock sits at the top of that pile right now. They're undefeated. They're an experienced team. They've usually got a lot of weapons. I don't think that's any change this year.
yeah, they seem to want to do what they've done in years past, spread you out, run zone read, option, motion, and then get somebody open deep on a long pass route. They're not your traditional lineup powered at you football team, and that's really worked well for them for how many years now. So, I mean, I commend them to that. What they do well.
Coach, if you would, a couple of keys to the game, things are going well for the Titans tonight.
I think if we take care of the ball, I think our game plan is going to be just to kind of grind it out, make it an ugly football game for everybody to watch. I mean, we don't want to have a shootout because we don't necessarily know if we have enough depth. But I think taking care of the football, being able to establish some line of scrimmage control, offense and defense, and then just having everybody's back, just being confident in our abilities. I think if we can do those things and come in and have a good mindset, I think anything is possible.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck tonight.
Yep, thank you.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Harvest is almost upon us, which means there will be large, slow-moving equipment on the roads. Here are some tips from the Nemaha County Hospital to keep motorists and farmers safe. Slow down immediately when you see farm equipment ahead of you. It doesn't take long to catch up to them. Keep a safe distance to allow more visibility for you and the operator. Be patient and pass with caution. Passing is one of the leading causes of accidents. We wish everyone a safe and successful harvest. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers: time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hello, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts, inviting you to our board breakathon. Come cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. The board breakathon is Saturday, September 16th at 1 p.m. at 1522 Stone Street in Fall City. And also sign up for our upcoming free trial week, September 25th to the 30th. All our classes are free to try. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.15 APY on a 7-month CD. $10,000 minimum deposit required. Yes, you heard that right. 7 months, 5.15 APY. Stop in or visit frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. Visit Farm and City Supplies Get Growing All Season Long sale because they know that better lawns start in the fall. Grass seeds, fertilizer, herbicides, and garden tools are on sale now through September 30th. Farm and City Supply has everything you need for a better lawn next spring. While you're there, stock up on allergen defense air filters. Buy two, get one free. Farm and City Supply in Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to Power Field in Hubble, Nebraska. It's Friday night high school football. It's the fourth week of the season, and we're getting into district play. Hubble Tamarack Steiner Titans at 2-1 this year against the Johnson Brock Eagles at 3-0. This is Lucas Freshel along with Cody Tassler. Cody, it's been a little rainy out there, but the field looks to be in pretty decent condition.
Yeah, got a perfect amount of rain just to settle the dust, and it appears to be a perfect night for football.
Perfect night. It's Richardson County Fair Week. The visitors from Mimahaw County, Johnson Brock making their way over here to Power Field. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes here before kickoff, and we'll just kind of run through a little kind of info here. I know last year I was on the call at Johnson. Johnson Brock took care of business here, 52-8 at Johnson against HDRS. They haven't played each other since 2007. Cody, when you were a freshman, you guys beat them 54-0. I guess effectively we could consider this a rubber match. I think Johnson Brock looks to probably be the favorite out there. If you listen in the pregame show, HDRS is looking to try to, you know, hold down their run and gun style of offense. HDRS is ended the year 3-5 after starting 3-0 in 2022. So far this year, they beat Brownell Talbot 70-64. They beat Deschler 44-26, and they lost last week to Southern 64-26. Johnson Brock has also played Southern last. They beat them 40-8. They've also beat Meade 46-0 and Weeping Water 55-6. Johnson Brock had a good little playoff run last year. They ended 8-2 last year, lost to Dunny County Stratton in the second round, 48-8. They had their other loss last year came in what I like to think is the game of the year against Bruning Davenport Shickley, 36-30. Johnson Brock and Bruning Davenport Shickley are the cream of the crop in this D2-1 district. Johnson Brock's defending state basketball champions in Class D1. And they are tied for first place in the wild card standing points. Johnson Brock, that is, tied with Lord Central Catholic. Evening out those in the district, Lord Central Catholic is 3-0. Johnson Brock's 3-0. Bruning Davenport Shickley 3-0. Humble Tamarack Steiner at 2-1. Dillard O'Dell at 1-2. And Fall City Sacred Heart at 0-3 for the first time since 1986. The D2 wild card standings, Dundee County Stratton is sitting at the top there. That's who Johnson Brock lost to last year. Lord Central Catholic and Johnson Brock tied for second place there in the wild card standings of BDS, rounded out at number 10. In the Lincoln Journal Star ratings, Johnson Brock is posting in at number 8 in the latest standings, BDS at 7, Lord Central Catholic at 10. Last year during this time, which happened 1 year and 1 day ago, HCRS was noted as a contender this year after suffering that loss. That's not the case. Going through the offensive starters for Johnson Brock, on the line, Leighton Behrens is a senior. He'll start at left guard. At the center position is Rowan Benham. He's a senior. And at right guard, Zach Hawley. He's also a senior. The wide receiver listed on here, Isaac Brook, is a senior. The tight end, Kaysen Dullinghouse. Sloan Pelican is the senior quarterback. Hayden Gravatt is a sophomore running back. And the other wide receiver listed here, Chase Van Winkle, a senior.
And for HTRS, the starting offensive players are number 55, Dayton Eppins. He's a senior, 230-pounder. Center, they have number 65, Clayton Howe, 285-pound senior. And right guard, number 69, Alex Durack. He's a 225-pound senior. At the ends, we have Jonathan Cook, number 88. And number 3, Brogan Dunlap, 145-pound junior. At quarterback, we have number 1, J.J. McQueen, 160-pound senior. At fullback, we have number 20, Alex Kozel, 180-pound senior. And at running back is number 22, Hunter Bowling, 190-pound junior.
On the defensive side of the ball for the Eagles, you'll see a lot of the same names. Starting at nose tackle tonight, Rowan Benham. He's the senior at the one of the DN positions. Zach Holley's the senior. The other DN, Leighton Behrens, is a senior. At the linebacker position in their general 3-2 set, Hayden Gravatt, the sophomore, Sloan Pelican, is a senior, also a linebacker. At the defensive back position, Kaysen Dullinghouse is a sophomore. Isaac Brook is the other D-back. He's a senior. And the starting safety is a senior, Chase Van Winkle.
And for the Titans, up front, we have Clayton Howe, 285-pound senior. At the defensive end positions, we have Dayton Eppins, a 230-pound senior, and John Cook, a 170-pound sophomore. They run a 3-3, so for the three linebackers, we have number 20, Alex Kozel, 180-pound senior. At the outside linebacker positions, we have J.J. McQueen, 160-pound senior, and Hunter Bowling, 190-pound junior. At the safety positions, we have number 3, Brogan Dunlap, 145-pound junior, and number 21, Camion Detman, 110-pound freshman.
The Nebraska Schools Activities Association has designated the week of September 18th through 23rd as NFAA Fall Officials Appreciation Week. During this time, the NFAA and our member schools will be making a special effort to show respect and appreciation for those individuals who take time out of their busy lives to officiate. Extracurricular activities are an important part of the high school experience, and without their commitment, we would be unable to provide these opportunities for the thousands of student-athletes across the state. Thanks for joining here at the Bruta Implement Company Game of the Week. Bruta Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. In fact, they're going to finish up the lineups here, probably pause for a national anthem. We've got about 3 minutes to kick off. We'll take a 2-minute break. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Cody Tassler on the call. Looks like both teams are about ready to line it up. Clock is set here. There's probably a few things that we're looking for here, right? We were talking about the high flying Johnson Rock offense. And HGRS is gonna want to look to kind of slow this game down. We were kind of mimicking, kind of talking about kind of the Nebraska Colorado matchup last week, where Nebraska was really trying to slow down Colorado's offense. They were able to do that in the first half. If HGRS's defense is able to do that in the first half here against Johnson Brock, they've got a puncher's chance here to try to steal a district win.
Yeah, their defense has given up a lot of points so far this season, so hopefully they can find something here and turn it around on defense.
We were talking about kind of, it's not raining now. There's a little bit of, 30 or 40% chance of rain. It's overcast here, and we could see a little bit of rain, but, any sort of rain or difference in the football field, I think has to probably favor HGRS.
Yeah, when you're looking to get an upset, anything like that will help your chances. Anything to get a little different, knock Johnson off of their stride.
Johnson Brock is set to kick here. I wasn't sure if they won the toss and deferred, or if HGRS won the toss and elected to receive. But as it is, HGRS in a 4-3-1 set with McQueen back. It's going to be end over end, bounces about the 11-yard line. McQueen takes it right at the middle.
He's got a step
around the right side. He's got a little bit of room. There's a flag on the play across the 35, almost to midfield. Flag is down at about the 30-yard line, and it's going to be a hold on HGRS.
Yeah, that was a good return by McQueen. He didn't even get touched till about the 30-yard line, but looks like it'll be coming back.
Excellent return. Good start by McQueen, but the holding call at the 30-yard line, I believe, will take it back to the 20, HGRS 20-yard line. Just underway here in Humboldt, the 2-1 Titans versus the 3-0 Eagles. And HGRS will have their first drive of the night here. Richardson County Fair Week. I think most of the county schools were off school, and we're able to enjoy some parade festivities tonight. HGRS, McQueen, under center. Single set backfield.
Reverse.
McQueen's going to hand it off around to the left side, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield by Johnson Brock.
Yeah, looks like a reverse there to Hunter Bowling, and Zach Holly was in the backfield to stop it.
Ball will be set on the near side hash mark, be the north side hash mark. HGRS going from right to left here, west to east. 11:25 on the clock, 0-0. Second down, 15 from the 15-yard line. The Titans break the huddle.
Yeah, they tried to catch Johnson on a little misdirection there, but Holly was not fooled.
McQueen under center, single back. He's going to drop back to pass, 3-4-step drop. Comes over to the left, fires it. It's going to be intercepted by Johnson Brock's Isaac Brooks, and he's going to return it to about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, not a good decision there by McQueen. Looked like there was some double coverage and just threw it right to the safety.
Yeah, it almost looked like he maybe had decided where he was going to go with the ball.
Jeff Sims-esque.
And we've seen enough of those, haven't we?
Yeah.
Johnson Brock will start their first drive here at the 17-yard line. Johnson Brock huddles. Johnson Brock in the white tops, blue pants, HTRS with the black bottoms, blue tops, white numbers. Sloan Pelican, the athletic quarterback for Johnson Brock, is in the shotgun formation, takes the snap. It's going to be an option to the left. It's going to be a keeper option to the left. And he'll have a good 5-6 yard gain.
Yeah, Johnson Brock's going to spread you out and do a lot of different things. They're going to do a lot of zone reads and try to throw the ball down the field. But that was just a keeper for Pelican on the left side, and took three guys to get him down.
Winds up a second and four for Johnson as they huddle up. They've got Johnson Brock's fans are kind of spread out here. They're split. There's a few of them on the far side. There's a few of them that have filled up the stands on the near side here in front of us. Johnson Brock's cheerleaders are on the near side. Johnson Brock with a spread formation. It's going to be a fake across the middle. And Sloan Pelican's going to go right up the middle for a touchdown. A little quarterback keeper with 10-14 to play. Johnson Brock is on the board 6-0.
Yeah, the seas parted there, and there was one guy to stop Sloan, and he ran him over.
There was a little fake. It looked like kind of a slot receiver had kind of taken the fake handoff and created a little attention for the second-level linebackers, and it kind of opened up the space for Pelican to be first to score. Johnson Brock's going to break the huddle here. They're in that same shotgun formation, single back, one wide receiver to the right. It's going to be a give up the middle, Gabe to Gravatt, who's going to take it in for the two-point conversion. Johnson Brock, after the early turnover interception by McQueen, is up 8-0, 10-14 left to go in the first. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Yeah, not a good start for the Titans. They get the interception, and Johnson takes advantage on a two-play 17-yard drive with a 12-yard run by Sloan Pelican, and the two-point conversion was a good by Gravatt.
Johnson Brock set to kick off here from their own 30-yard line. HTRS lines up in their kick return. They got four men up front here on the 40-yard line. The upbacks on the 20-yard line, fullback position at the 15, and J.J. McQueen is set at about the 1 or 2-yard line.
See, if Johnson does anything a little different here, McQueen just about broke it last time, and they do. They kick it to the up man, which is Hunter Bowling.
Bowling's going to take it around the right side, finds a little room around the right side. He's going to get a block from McQueen, and he brings it across midfield. Nice return there for the Titans. They're in business.
Yeah, like I said, they kicked it to the up man, Hunter Bowling, and he took it to the right and then reversed all the way back to the left. Got a good block from McQueen there, and HTRS is in business here starting at midfield.
The ball will be lined up right at midfield. 8-0, Johnson Brock. HTRS on, I think, their second or third play of the first possession. Second play of the first possession with an interception.
They're going to stay in the single wing here. One guy in motion here is Hunter Bowling.
McQueen takes a snap, bobbles the snap, picks it up, and is able to find two or three yards around the right side, able to make it a productive run.
Yeah, I don't know if that ball is very wet, but he did not get that snap very well and bobbled it, made the best out of nothing.
I agree, made the best out of nothing there. The ball just slightly in front of the Thunder Lightning Bolt that's here at midfield, power field. Ball is going to be placed at the 37-yard line of Johnson Brock. HTRS will break the huddle, stick with the same single-wing formation, single back, McQueen under center here. Takes the snap, is going to give just a basic ISO play around to the right side, and Hunter Bowling running real tough. Keep pounding, still tear up people. That's a great run.
Yeah, he was hit about the 35-yard line and carried folks all the way down to the 29s for a first down.
Give him about 8 yards on the play. Ball will be spotted around the 28-yard line. Johnson Brock in their traditional 3-2 defensive set here. If HDRS is going to be able to run the ball like that, they're going to have to sneak those cornerbacks up a little bit. HDRS breaks the huddle, same formation, single back. The single back goes in motion to the left. He's going to take the pitch to the left. That Kozel.
Yep, Alex Kozel on the carry. Looks like a gain of a half a yard maybe.
Kozel with a little kind of head start motion to the left, taking the sweet toss around to the left. And stopped by the Eagle defender. About the same spot. They'll give him 1 yard. Second and 9 on the 37-yard line. HDRS breaks the snap. Breaks the huddle. Prepares for the snap. Same formation. Bowling in motion from left to right. McQueen is going to run an option to the right side. He's going to pitch it off to Bowling, who's able to get productive yardage for 2 or 3 yards.
Yeah, a little triple option look there. McQueen made the nice read and pitched it to Hunter Bowling. Thought maybe he could have cut it up and got a few more yards. But as it is, it looks like it'll be about 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5.
3rd and 5-ish, probably 4 down territory. Ball down to the 23-yard line of Johnson Brock. 7:55 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 Eagles. HTRS is going to switch formations here. They've got twins to the right, shotgun formation, single back set, motion from right to left. It's going to be a give, and he's got a little bit of room there. He's going to be off to the first down. Is it Bowling on the carry?
Yep, it was Hunter Bowling on the reverse there. Bobbled the exchange, but was able to recover it and got enough yardage for the first down.
He did get enough yardage for the first down, and it looks like it's going to be at the 15-yard line. 1st and 10 from the 15.
This is a very good answer by HTRS after the turnover and two-play drive by Johnson to take the 8-0 lead.
I agree. Pretty impressive here. HTRS looking to just do their thing or getting a little push up front. That's what you're looking for. HTRS back to the single wing set, single back. Bowling's going to be in motion from left to right. McQueen's going to roll out to the right side. He's completed the pass for about a 10-yard gain there. It was just kind of the right end running just a little, Bowling out of the backfield, running a little out pattern.
Yeah, he just slipped out of the backfield there, and actually McQueen could have got that ball up a couple yards. He might have scored.
Yeah, it's a good call. McQueen, his ball was a little bit underthrown. Credit Bowling for going down and getting it. The 190-pound junior Bowling able to reel that in for the Titans. Sets up a 2nd and 1 here at the 6. Great position to be in for the Titans. Single back set. McQueen under center. He's going to roll out to the right. He's going to be touched in the backfield, able to scramble upfield back to the line of scrimmage.
He did get a first down there. He actually ended up getting a couple yards. He had a guy on him right at the line of scrimmage, but was able to carry him for a couple yards, and it'll be 1st and goal here at the 4-yard line.
Couldn't quite tell which Johnson Brock defender was able to get a hand on him. I believe it was the left DN. Unsure. Hard to kind of see those numbers. I think possibly it was Leighton Barrett.
Yeah, I think it was.
HTRS, 1st and goal from the 4. J.J. McQueen, under center.
Uh-oh.
He's going to bootleg. He's got to kind of get rid of it, and he's able to just throw it out of bounds, out of the end zone.
Might be intentional grounding, and it is.
So it's probably going to be intentional grounding. It needs to be outside of what they call the tackle boxes. Now, in 8-man football, they don't have tackles, but there is kind of a little zone there where, you know, he was being rushed, and so he's going to get flagged for grounding.
Yeah, he had I believe it was Leighton Barron's once again in his face. As soon as he kind of did a fake toss there and had Leighton right in his face, and J.J. just turned around and threw it up, and there was nobody near him.
You know, oftentimes in this situation, you'll see quarterbacks, and, you know, I'm just trying to reciprocate what I see on TV at the college and NFL level, but in this, you know, in the red zone, oftentimes those quarterbacks can get away with throwing it out the back of the end zone and avoiding intentional grounding. J.J. was just trying to, you know, he threw it. It was in the end zone, but it was the side of the end zone, past the goal line, and so set up an intentional grounding.
All the receivers were on the left side, and he threw it out the right.
Good call. Second and nine. McQueen takes a snap. He's got an open lane on the left side. Flag on the play. He's going to be off out of bounds at about the five. The flag in the backfield in the area of what looks to be a possible holding. Could be a formation violation.
Yeah, I believe it was left guard number 69, Alexander Drek. He got beat there a little bit as McQueen kind of, the play was supposed to go inside and quarterback went outside and sometimes you get a holding call there.
He did get a holding call there. New rule in high school football this year. If there is a holding call in the backfield, the penalty goes from the line of scrimmage and not from the spot. And so that is a somewhat of a benefit for the Titans there.
Yeah, but after a very promising drive, we've had two penalties here in a row. Now we're looking at second and goal from the 19.
That's correct. 5:40 to go. McQueen under center. He's going to drop back. Looks to pass again. He has a cross to be intercepted. Intercepted by Gravatt. Here's Johnson Brock. About the 10-yard line. He's going to carry it up the left side to around the 20.
Look at it. It's right on the 20.
Right on the 20. So after a very promising drive for HDRF, stalled by a couple penalties, the interception by McQueen, and Johnson Brock has the ball back at their own 20-yard line. 5:34 to go in the first quarter. Johnson Brock up 8-0.
Yeah, you know, Coach Lempicka talked about that in the pregame show about their offensive line not providing the best pass protection, and we saw it there about three plays in a row.
Pelican shotgun formation. He's got a pass down the middle of the field. Wide open is Kaysen Dollinghouse, who's going to beat the last man. He's in for the touchdown. Kaysen Dollinghouse running just kind of a little seam route right up the middle. Calls the ball right in midfield. Was able to outrun the defender. The defender on the play was Brennan Vaughn, the 150-pound junior. And Kaysen Dollinghouse able to sprint into the end zone for the touchdown. Johnson Brock goes ahead 14-0 with 5:23 to go in the first quarter.
60 yards. Yeah, that was just a deep pass there from Pelican. Dollinghouse, he just ran by everybody.
Johnson Brock lines up for the two-point conversion. They got twins to the right, single wing back to the left. Pelican sends his left side man in motion. And it's going to roll out to the right side. He's going to look to the back of the end zone. Wide open, but incomplete on the play intended for the Johnson Brock receiver. 5:23 to go in the first quarter after the interception by McQueen. One play drive, 60-yard touchdown pass for Kaysen Dollinghouse. 14-0 Johnson Brock over HDRF. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake or Tasha on Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Yeah, that was a one-play, 60-yard drive on a deep pass from Pelican to Dollinghouse. The two-point conversion was no good. It is 14-0, Johnson Brock leading with 5:23 left in the first quarter.
Welcome to the Bruna Implement Company Game of the Week here in Humboldt Power Fields. The first week of district play, the 3-0 Eagles versus the 2-1 Titans. Johnson Brock out to an early 14-0 lead. It'll be their kickoff, fielded by the HTRF Hunter Bowling at about the 5-yard line. He's going to take it around to the right side, breaks one or two tackles, and has a great return up to about the 34-yard line of HTRF.
Yeah, that was a very nice return by Hunter Bowling. J.J. McQueen wasn't even out there for that play. He was a normal return man, but they stuck Hunter Bowling back there, and he did a good job.
Let's see, McQueen is back on the field here for the Titans at quarterback. Subbing out here, Hunter Bowling, subbing back in for HGRS. K. Kenton Hunziker, the 145-pound junior, HTRS, in the huddle, breaks the huddle, is going to line up in the wing back formation, single back set, in motion, Kiffin Hunziker from right to left. McQueen is going to draw back for the pass, rolls around to the left side, has a man, and just off the fingertips of Kozel, the pass intended for Kozel at about the Johnson Rock 30, 25-yard line, and just a bit overthrown.
Yeah, that was a good read by McQueen there, though. He saw the safety come up there and try to make a play on the guy in the flat and try to get it to Kozel there, just a little bit outside of his reach.
Yeah, tried to, Kozel had his feet set in bounds. He did everything he could to try to make the catch, just off his fingertips. McQueen making a good read there. Tough, bro. You know, he's rolling around here to the left side. He's a right-handed quarterback, kind of throwing against your body there. Tough throw, but he had a man, and that's a possible play that could work in the future here. Twins to the right, man in motion. It's going to be a give to Hunter Bowling around the left side. He slips. That's the first indication of a wet field that we've seen tonight. As Hunter Bowling tried to turn upfield, and he's going to slip and drop for a loss of about 1 yard.
Yeah, there wasn't much there. The defense did a good job there. The defensive end did a really good job there, pushing the play out to the sideline and waited for his guys to come help him, and Hunter Bowling just fell down trying to make a cut upfield.
HDRS in the huddle here, breaks it. They're going to line up with at least twins to the right, possibly trips. It does look like a little triangle trips. And single set to the left.
Double pass. Uh-oh.
Double pass to Hunter Bowling, who then fumbles it, picks it back up, and just looks to kind of run upfield. He's able to get back to the line of scrimmage, which will set up. It'll set up fourth down. Scoreboard says 3rd and 12. The down marker over there says 4th.
Yep, this is 4th down.
It's 4th now. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 14-0 Johnson Rock.
Yeah, I would have liked to see the Titans kind of run at Johnson there in that possession. You know, they ran it all down their throat there. The last time they had the ball, but they came out and threw it two times, I guess.
I agree. There was they had some good success last drive running the ball until they made it down to the red zone and had the interception. It's going to be McQueen on the punt. Gets off a real nice punt. End over end. He's going to send it out of bounds at the 1 yard line. No!
Touchback.
Just into the end zone for a touchback. It was right at that far side pylon, kicking right to left in front of us. And Johnson Brock catches a little bit of a break there. They'll get the ball up at their own 15 yard line to start here. 3:34 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was a heck of a boot by McQueen there. That was about a 50 yard punt. Probably about 2 feet from being down at the half-yard line, but as it is, goes out of the back of the end zone. It'll be 1st and 15 for Johnson at the 15.
It is. First down, Johnson Brock. Up 14-0 here. They're going to break the huddle. They've got twins to the left, single wide receiver to the right, single back in the backfield with quarterback Pelican.
Yeah, Johnson likes this pistol formation here where you put the back right behind the quarterback instead of off to one side or the other.
Brody Keller is going to be in motion around the right side, and there's going to be a long pass downfield around the left side and a likely defensive pass interference on J.J. McQueen, the intended receiver on that. Was that Dollinghouse again?
It was number 20, Chase Van Winkle. J.J. McQueen was right there with him, step for step. He just did not turn his head around and make a play on the ball, and that's going to get called every time the wide receiver tries to come back to the ball and the defender doesn't let him get back to the ball. Well, as it'll be pass interference on J.J. McQueen.
Yep, I do agree with that. I don't think he really needed to, you know, blanket the wide receiver like that. He was in step and stride. McQueen, that is, and, you know, was in position to make the play, but you're right. Yeah, the official was looking for that head to turn, and he did impede the wide receiver's ability to come back and try to catch the ball. Johnson Brock breaks the huddle. They've got a hard count cadence, and it looks like it worked. HTRS is going to jump off sides there. Jumping off sides.
I believe that was number 65, Clayton Howe. Johnson Brock did that quite a few times to Widemore Southern here a few weeks ago. I I saw that they used that hard count with the clap of the hands by quarterback Sloan Pelican and gets the defense to jump offside.
First and five for Johnson Brock. Takes the snap. It's going to be a handoff up the middle to...
I believe that was...
running back Gravatt. There it is.
Gravatt, I believe.
A little help from our PA announcer.
The ball just short of the first down strike.
Second Johnson Brock, second and one. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Everything's gone Johnson Brock's way except for one drive that HDRS had that stalled at about the five-yard line of Johnson Brock. The Eagles, in that same pistol formation that you talked about, wide receiver to the right, Pelican is going to take a two-step drop and launches a high trajectory pass up into the air. And it's going to draw another flag. I don't know.
That one's a little more iffy. But once again, if McQueen just turns his head around, he has an interception. Johnson Brock is taking a lot of shots here, deep shots here on offense.
HTRS had double coverage, and Chase Van Winkle already had his back on the ground. He had his hands up. His back was on the ground, though. Didn't have really a chance to catch it. I thought maybe HGRS would go for an interception there, but that's kind of a tough pass interference, I think.
Yeah, once again, just you got to get your head to turn around and make a play on the ball, but it was very good coverage once again by HGRS. Just got to make a play.
It was an interesting throw there. Pelican threw it way up into the air for his wide receiver to go get it. So snap back to Johnson. Going to hand it up the middle to Gravatt. Pelican to Gravatt across the 20-yard line. Not quite to the 20-yard line. Down at the 21.
Tackle there by number 20, Alex Kozel.
Johnson will break the huddle. Lines up a second and five from the HTRS 21. Same set here, single wide receiver to the left. Sloan Pelican's going to fake. He's going to take it around to the right side, breaks one tackle, runs over the – he's able to fall forward as McQueen tackles him just past the 10-yard line, almost right at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Hunter Bowen had a chance to make a play on Pelican there after about a five-yard gain, but Pelican gave him the stiff arm and gained another about 10 yards.
Sloan Pelican with a real nice career at Johnson Brock so far, now the senior leader quarterback for the Eagles. They're breaking the huddle. Same formation. Wide receiver to the right, single back. Going to be a give up the middle to Gravatt, who's going to break the tackle into the end zone. There was a couple Titan defenders that were able to wrap him up, but Gravatt was able to keep his legs churning and able to cross the goal line for their third touchdown of the night. With 1:33 to go, Johnson Brock extends their lead 20-8 over the Titans here in Humble.
Yep, just a simple give up the middle to Gravatt, and he was met by a couple defenders there about the two-yard line, but he was able to truck his way into the end zone.
Eagles will break the huddle here. Same formation. The wide receiver is off to the left. Sloan calls the cadence. He's going to send the wide receiver in motion from left to right. Fakes it to him. It's going to be an out pattern to the left side. It's going to be good for the two-point conversion.
I believe that was number 24, Peyton Grotran, the senior, with a wide open catch there on the two-point conversion. They brought the motion in from left to right and took the defense away, and he just ran a little corner out there and was wide open.
Johnson Brock extends their lead again. They extend the lead 22-0. 1:33 left to go in the first quarter. We'll send it for a little break here, listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Yeah, that was a 10-yard run from Gravatt there, right up the middle on the HGRS defense. And the two-point conversion was from Pelican to Grotran to make it 22-0 here with minute 33 left in the first quarter.
Johnson Brock Eagles lining up for their fourth kickoff of the first quarter.
HGRS has had some success here returning kickoffs. See if they can get one break here.
Pelican with a little kind of a grounded kick there. It's going to be fielded by Bowling just past the 10-yard line. He's going to be wrapped up, still churning him. Able to creep forward for another 5 yards down at the 20-yard line.
One thing you have to say about Hunter Bowling is he runs the ball hard. He was hit there about the 10-yard line and able to get it out to the 20 here. So first and down. First down and 10 for the HGRS Titans at the 20.
It's go time for HGRS. Maybe like to, like you said last drive, see if they try to run this ball here. Churn that clock a little bit. Try to get a score on the board. Add to the confidence. HGRS breaks the huddle. Single back set. Bowling in motion from left to right. He's going to take the pitch around the right side, hit in the backfield, able to again turn him. Boy, he runs tough. Get maybe a yard on the play.
Yeah, he worked really hard for that 1 yard. Should have been about a five yard loss, but Hunter Bowling once again run the ball hard.
About a minute left here in the first quarter. We'll get at least one more play here from the Titans. As McQueen looks to the sideline for the call, checks his wristband, relays the information to the huddle. Clap, break the huddle here. Discussing the play still. Lining up on the far right side hash. Second and 10. Single back set. Bowling again in motion from left to right. It's going to be a fake handoff. McQueen will look downfield, doesn't find anybody, comes around to the right side, breaks a couple tackles, costs the line of scrimmage, good for about a 4 or 5 yard gain there on the scramble play.
Yeah, it looks like number 34, Rowan Benham, was the first one to get there for Johnson Brock and held on for dear life while his teammates came and helped get McQueen down to the ground.
That will likely be the last play of the first quarter. We'll send it to a one-minute break here. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Bruna Implement Company Game of the Week here at Power Field in Humboldt. It's the HGRS Titans trailing Johnson Brock Eagles 22-0 at the end of the first quarter. Our presenting sponsor for the game, Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. HGRS, 3rd and 6 from their own 24-yard line. McQueen in the shotgun takes a snap. It's going to be a reverse around the left side to Bowling, who's going to be stopped at the line in the backfield and stopped for a loss of about 5. Snips that one out, the Eagles defense did.
Yeah, HTRS tried to run a double reverse there, and it just took way too long to develop, and the Johnson Brock defender stayed in position and did not bite on it at all. Looked like Sloan Pelican was the lead defender there in the backfield.
Lines up 4th and 10 for HTRS. McQueen is the punter. Had a really nice 50-yard-plus punt last time that just barely squeaked across the goal line for a touchback, was almost nearly out at the 1 yard line. Oh, the snap is high. He's able to gather it. He's going to get the kick away. A decent kick across midfield, bounces at about the 29 yard line, fielded by Chase Van Winkle, who breaks one tackle, comes back around here on the near side, and runs it out of bounds across midfield at about the 29 yard line of HTRS, where Johnson Brock will be in business. In HTRS territory.
Yeah, only about a net punt of about 10 yards there after the long return.
This week is NFAA Officials Week. It's designated the week of September 18th to the 23rd, NFAA Fall Officials Appreciation Week by the NFAA. Johnson Brock lines up for, breaks the huddle here. 11:05 to go in the second quarter. They're up 22-0 over HTRS. It's going to be twins to the right, single wide receiver to the left, shotgun little pistol formation here for Pelican. Calls the cadence, looks at the defense, takes the snap. It's going to be an option to the left keeper. Pelican will keep it for about a 6 or 7 yard gain around the left side.
Yeah, it looks like Dayton Evans had a chance there to make a play for the Titans in the backfield, but Pelican juked him out a little bit there with a fake pitch on the option play and was able to pick up about 9 yards.
Pelican looks to the sideline to Coach Roberts for the play. Coach Roberts signals in some instructions. Johnson Brock still huddling. They'll break the huddle. Similar formation as the last play. Twins to the right, single wide receiver in the backfield on the left side. Pistol formation here for the Eagles. In motion from left to right is the Eagle offender. Gravatt's going to take the pitch around to the right side. Makes a juke from the outside back to the end. He's going to take it in for the touchdown there. Peyton Gravatt, the sophomore, made a nice little move there at about the 7 or 8 yard line on the HTRS defender. He was able to walk into the end zone untouched with 10-10 to go in the second quarter. Johnson Brock's going to extend it 28-0 as they line up for the two-point conversion here. Johnson Brock huddling.
Yeah, Lucas, that was just the same play they ran just going the other way there. Just an option play to the right side there, and Gravatt made a nice play to get in the end zone.
Pelican takes the snap. It's going to be a give up the middle to Gravatt, who's able to take it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And Johnson Brock will extend their lead. They're up 30-0, 10-10 to go in the second quarter. You're listening to the Bruta Implement Company High School Football Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Yeah, it was a 21-yard touchdown run by Hayden Gravatt. The two-point conversion was also good by Hayden Gravatt. It was just a simple speed option play to the right side, and Pelican made the correct read and got it to Gravatt, and he went down the sideline, made a nice move about the 7 yard line, and did a little primetime dance as he went across the goal line.
There was a little bit of that. He was kind of doing a little high step, and he was pumped to get in there.
Everybody's on the prime train.
Not me. He is doing wonders out there in Colorado, and he's getting a lot of media attention. It's kind of neat what Colorado's doing, but being a Husker fan, I mean...
Nothing's neat about Colorado.
I like it. Johnson Brock with the kick. It looks like there could have been possibly a little quick start there. No flag on the play. It's going to be fielded by the
Hunter
Bowling around the right side, running hard again as he has all night, up to about the 27, 28-yard line.
Yeah, another nice return by Hunter Bowling there. Made four or five guys miss there, carried guys down the pile, and they'll start the drive here at the 27-yard line. They really need to get a score here, get something going.
30 to nothing, 10:01 to go in the first half. HTRS, single back set. McQueen takes a snap. He's going to drop back to pass under pressure, and he's going to be sacked for about a 3 or 4 yard loss.
That was the big boy, number 75, Gavin Perriott. Just all three defensive linemen really won their battles there, and Perriott was the one to get to the quarterback.
The HTRS wide receivers coming back to the huddle. Brogan Dunlap was on a route there.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get a little bit more involved here. I know he's a pretty good athlete. See if we can get him the ball.
HTRS breaks the huddle. Going to be, looks like, trips to the left side. Shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Going to look for the pass again. Under pressure again. And McQueen's going to be sacked at about the 15-yard line, and rolling out to his right side looking for an open receiver and wasn't able to find anybody. A little coverage sack there, if you will.
Yeah, that was one time where he, you know, he tried to throw it away earlier. He probably could have thrown that one away. He was clear outside the tackle box. But as it is, he took a sack, and it'll be third and a mile here.
Yeah, you would like to advise him there. Just, you know, toss that one out of bounds. You're outside of the tackles. You're not going to get a grounding penalty on that. And probably could save you possibly about 10 yards. HDRS breaks the huddle here, 3rd and 23. They're going to go trips to the right side. McQueen with the shotgun formation takes the snap, looks downfield. He's under pressure again, rolls around to the left side. The ball is going to be tipped by the Eagle defender. The Eagles with another three and out here. Defense playing well. And HTRS just not able to get anything going on the offensive end. They had a few drives ago. They were able to get chunks of yards and march down the field on the ground and electing to go to the air here. Just unsuccessful for the Titans.
Yeah, this isn't the way the Titans wanted to play. You know, they're more of a ground and pound team. Offensive line struggling to give McQueen any time to throw back there. He did have a receiver open across the middle, but just has no time.
A punt on the play, and there is a flag. I think that's the right call. There was a bunch of contact. Pelican went for the block on the punt. Fielding it is Johnson Brock at about the 20, across the 20 to the 22, 23-yard line. There's going to be, is it a roughing call? Is it the 5-yard version or the personal foul version? Let's see what the white hat official has to say. They are discussing it. There was deadly. Swole Pelican had kind of beat his man and kind of dove for the ball to try to block the punt. And he was unsuccessful and made contact with McQueen. McQueen went to the ground.
The way the teams are lining up here, it looks like it might just be a running into the kicker and not a personal foul. And it appears HGRS declined it. Not really sure.
Yeah, they did. It looks like so. Running into the kicker, so you've got the option of re-kicking or just taking the ball there. And so I'm thinking that Coach Lemke likes the way that punt went, and as the field position turned out, because there wasn't enough yards to get them the first down.
Yeah, it was another nice punt by McQueen there, even with Sloan Pelican right there in his face.
For the Eagles, first and 10, Johnson Brock.
Johnson Brock, spread formation again, twins to the left, single wide receiver to the right. Pelican looks to his left. He's going to zing it out there to Chase Van Winkle, who's going to be stopped after about a gain of about 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, just a quick little screen pass there to the left, and Alex Kozel was on him, just couldn't quite get him down to the ground, but that would be a 5-yard gain.
5-yard gain for the Eagles, 8:30 30 to go in the second quarter. Johnson Brock up on HTRS. 30 to nothing. Johnson Brock Eagles undefeated here. HTRS 2-1. It's the first game of district play. Johnson's going to line up in that same set. In motion is going to be Gravatt from the left to the right. And Pelican's going to keep it up the middle. Ooh. And kind of initiates a little bit of the hit as Kozel was going to make the tackle. He makes the tackle indeed after a long run by Pelican with the quarterback keeper up the middle.
Yeah, just another zone read play there, and Pelican makes the correct read once again. You can tell he's ran that play quite a few times.
Johnson Brock huddled up. Breaks the huddle. They're going to have three wide receivers, twins to the left, single to the right. Pelican calls the cadence.
Look for a deep shot here.
Takes the snap. You're right, and he's got a couple men, one on each side, and goes up over here on the left side. Pass is going to be incomplete, intended for Chase Van Winkle. On the far side was, I believe, Isaac Brook, who had gotten separation from his guy. Pelican had a couple options there. He probably went to the least favorable option as far as being open. Able to still kind of make a play on the ball, but great defense there by HGRF.
Yeah, it looks like they were going after McQueen again there. He made a nice play on the ball.
Second and 10, 7:38 to go in the second quarter. Johnson Brock in that same set, in motion from left to right, Gravatt. It's going to be a keeper by Pelican right up the middle. He's going to have a good gain for a first down, probably about an 11-yard gain on the play.
Johnson just continues to run that mid-level zone read play with Gravatt and Pelican, and Pelican continues to keep it and pick up big yards.
Johnson Brock breaks the huddle. Twins to the right, single back set on the left, shotgun formation, no backs in the backfield. In motion from right to left is Gravatt. So Pelican looks downfield. He does have a wide open receiver in the post.
Oh,
and it looks like he's going to haul it in. Touchdown, Johnson Brock. And
I believe it was Casey Dollinghouse, number 32.
Thank you for that. Casey Dollinghouse running a little post pattern from the left slot position across the middle of the field. Able to catch it in the east end zone here to extend the lead 36 to nothing. With 6:59 to go in the first half.
It was Dollinghouse on the end of that, but I won't swear.
Yeah, Dollinghouse was just a tight end lined up there, and everybody forgot about the tight end, and he ran right down the field for a wide-open touchdown.
The Eagles break the huddle for the two-point conversion. Shotgun formation, single wide receiver to the left. It's going to be a give right up the middle to Gravatt, who's possibly going to be stopped short. He is stopped short. So the Eagles scoring in here, 36 to nothing, 6:59 to go. You're listening to the Bruna Implement Company Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. The Scoring Drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call, stop by, and see Jake and Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Yeah, that was about a 20-yard pass there from Pelican to Dollinghouse. And the two-point conversion was no good by Gravatt to make the score 36-0. Johnson Brock leads with 6:59 left in the second quarter.
Johnson Brock lined up for the kickoff at their own 30-yard line. They'll be kicking right to left. County Fair Week here in Richardson County.
That's the World's Fair, Lucas.
The World's County Fair in Richardson here in Humboldt. always a fun tradition. The parade was today, was very well attended. Eagles are going to kind of squib kick it. It's going to be fielded at about the 27-28-yard line.
I believe that was Kiffin Hunziker, the up man, and appears he is injured also.
He was the one that took. He did receive, and he's kind of, yeah, he is kind of hurt down there.
Not a real big kid. He's only 5'7", 145 pounds, and I'm not sure what happened there. Might have got landed on.
Yeah, the Johnson-Brock players are taking a knee. We'll take a... No, he's going to get up here. We're going to keep it right here. Looks like he's going to pop right up.
Might have just had the wind knocked out of him there. Looked like Johnson is tired of Hunter Boyne getting those nice kickoffs, though. They had just a little squib kick there. It only went to about the 25-yard line, and Hunziker returned it there about 2 or 3 yards, and they'll start about the 27, 28-yard line.
Tough dude. Hey, I had a similar incident happen on this field in 7th grade. I was the up-back man, and it was a short kick, and I went to dive on it, took a helmet into the side, and boy, I could not breathe years ago. HRS breaks the huddle. He's going to take the snap. McQueen's going to roll around to the left side. Breaks one tackle, breaks two. He's going to take it upfield for the first down. Good for about a 12-yard gain for McQueen on the scramble play.
Yeah, nice play there, McQueen. Once again, as soon as he drops back, he's got somebody in his face. I hope the offensive line can give him some kind of protection here.
HCRS into the huddle. 6:30 to go. In the first half, it's 36-0, Johnson-Brock. HDRS is going to line up in that triple wide receiver triangle set here. It's going to be a quick pass there to Bowling, who's going to take it upfield. Got a little bit of room, good for about a 5-yard gain across midfield to the Johnson-Brock 35-yard line.
Yeah, I thought that play would actually yield more yards there, as they only had one defender out there for three guys, but the pursuit was very good there by the Johnson-Brock defense.
Good for a 4-yard gain. Second and 6 at the 36. HTRS huddled up. The play has been called. Break in the huddle. Looks like they're going to go back to the trips triangle formation here to the right. McQueen in the shotgun takes the snap, looks to the right. Under pressure.
Open.
He did have Bowling across the middle, who's running kind of a little drag, little curl route there, right at the stick, the first down marker, and the pass was incomplete. There's going to be a flag on the play. It's a dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on HTRF. I'm not sure if they will indicate the number, but I imagine it was something that was verbally said. I didn't see any action down there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. The play was long over, and there was nobody near the white hat except HTRS players, and one of them must have said something.
They must have said something is right. The ball back into HTRS territory at about the 29-yard line. It'll line up a 3rd and 21 for the Titans.
Yeah, drive killer there. You know, McQueen had Bowling open for a sizable gain there, and then he ended up getting an incomplete pass and a 15-yard penalty.
McQueen takes the snap. He's going to roll around to the left side. He's going to try to come back around to the right side. He finds Bowling across the middle. Bowling is, he dipped on one guy. He's up to the right side. He's probably going to go the whole distance, and it is a touchdown for Hunter Bowling. J.J. McQueen has scrambled around to the right side. He's going to scramble back in front of us here to the right side. Found Hunter Bowling at about the line of scrimmage. And Bowling made about three people miss. He stiff-armed the last guy straight to the ground and scampers up the right sideline for the touchdown. It's going to be 36-6. 53 yards, I believe. HTRS gets on the board here with 5:54 to go in the second quarter. They will line up for the two-point conversion.
One of those plays where you say, no, 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 and then he makes the play and you're okay with it.
That's exactly right. Titans line up in a little strong formation here. Everybody tight in line of scrimmage. It's going to be a direct snap. Quarterback, neat, and likely to be short. He is. The two-point conversion no good, but the Titans get on the board here. They trail the Eagles 36-6. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Financial Services, call or stop by and see Jake Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Yeah, that was a three-play, 53-yard drive by the Titans on the 51-yard pass from McQueen to Hunter Bowling. The two-point conversion was no good on the keeper by J.J. McQueen to make the score 36-6 with 5:54 left in the second quarter.
Titans on the board here tonight, after a really nice play by Bowling, able to break multiple tackles, and even after a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that looked to kill the drive, HCRS was able to make something really nice happen. It'll be their first kickoff of the night. Johnson Brock with a 3-3-2 return formation. Kick is going to be fielded at about the 10-yard line. And Johnson Brock's got a little bit of a lane up to the right side, carries it about to the 35-yard line, trying to catch a number over there.
Number 12,
I couldn't tell who returned it.
I thought it was number 20, Chase Van Winkle.
Thank you for that.
See if HGRS can get a stop here. 5:47 left in the second quarter.
Get a little stop here, maybe put something on the board, carry some momentum into halftime. Johnson Brock Eagles break the huddle, line up the formation. They're going to switch the formation. Twins to the left, motion around to the right. It's going to be a give around the near side here to, I believe, Van Winkle, who's going to carry it for a good 3-yard gain near midfield, not quite to it.
Yeah, just once again, another man in motion was Van Winkle, and they just did a little pop pass there to him, and pretty good defense there by the Titans to hold him to a gain of 4.
Van Winkle able to pick up about 4 yards on the play.
Johnson.
Take it down.
Brock. Huddles. Looks to the sideline for the play. They've got it. They break the huddle. Single wide receiver to the right. Pelican in that same shotgun formation. Calls the cadence. Takes the snap. He's going to give it up the middle to Gravatt, who is going to carry the ball across for a first down into HDRS territory at about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, looks like the tackle was made by number 88, Jonathan Cook, the sophomore for HGRS.
Territory. Ball spotted at the 33-yard line. First and 10, Eagles.
Johnson Brock in business here. Couple subs coming in. Out for the Eagles is Austin Meyer. Eagles break the huddle. Isaac Brooks is going to be the single wide receiver here on the near side. Van Winkle spread to the right with Dollinghouse. Float Pelican takes the snap, looks to the right. He's going to fire it to the right. He's got a man open if he can get under it, and he does. It looks like it's going to be a touchdown catch for Chase Van Winkle.
Pelican finds his receiver down the right side.
And Van Winkle was able to get separation. He was just on a straight fly pattern, just trying to see who could be the quickest guy, and Pelican puts a lot of air into those passes, but boy, it was right on the money, and you're able to get that ball way up in the air. It gives your receiver some time to kind of adjust or try to get under it, and that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, that was a beautiful ball by Sloan Pelican. Hit his guy perfectly in stride, and he ran by two defenders and scored easily.
Johnson Brock lines up for the two-point conversion. Man in motion from right to left, fake, and it's going to be a little out pattern who's... It's going to be a completed pass.
Austin Meyer over there, I believe.
Thank you for that. Austin Meyer with the little corner pattern. And that sets the score 44-6. Johnson Rock over Humboldt Timber Rock Senior here. 4:17 to go in the second quarter. This is high school football. It's Sunny, 101.3.
Lewis Implement, your implement dealer in Humboldt, is ready to help you for a successful harvest season with parts, sales, and service. It is now early order buying time for Kinsey planters and carts for the 2024 season. Lewis Implement has been proudly serving the community since 1949. Stop in or call Lewis Implement in Humboldt at 402-625-7920.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Power Field, this scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Yeah, it was a 33-yard touchdown pass from Pelican to Chase Van Winkle, and the two-point conversion was good from Pelican to Austin Meyer, as it makes the score 44-6 with 4:17 left in the second quarter. Johnson Brock leads big.
Johnson Brock lines up for the kickoff. HTRS set to return. It's going to be a little squibber on onsider almost, and credit the HTRS lineman over there.
That looked like it's number 20, Alex Kozel there for HTRS. Kind of an odd kick there.
Peculiar. Very peculiar.
I'm not sure if it was supposed to be a squib kick or an intentional onside, but Alex Kozel was paying attention and jumped on it.
Yeah, good way to pay attention over there, and he kind of jumps on it. I think it was an intended little onsider, trying to maybe catch him off guard. 4:15 in the second quarter, 44-6, Johnson Brock over HTRS. HTRS is going to start their drive at their own 38-yard line. McQueen is going to fake to the left, and it is a screen to the right side. It's going to be sniffed out by the Johnson Brock defender. Austin Meyer on the tackle there for the Eagles.
Yeah, that was read very well by Austin Meyer, the inside linebacker. HTRS tried to give a little misdirection, run a little halfback screen pass, and he read it the whole way.
HTRS breaks the huddle here. Johnson's going to, their DNs are going to switch sides. Ball is on the near side, right side hash. HTRS, J.J. McQueen under center. He'll take the snap, looks downfield, under pressure again, and he's got a little bit of a room to the left side. He's going to catch a block here. He'll get some positive yards across the first down and kind of lays a little bit of a hit in there to Isaac Brooks, who was going to try to make the tackle. And Isaac Brooks able to knock him out of bounds. Good for a 15-yard gain.
Yeah, the guards for HTRS got beat once again in pass pro, and McQueen had to run around and made a nice game there.
3:22 to go in the half. Plenty of time here for HTRS to punch this ball in. I don't believe that either team has taken a timeout yet, so they should have three left there. Twins to the right, stacked on each other. It's going to be a screen pass to the right side, and Bowling's going to take it. Breaks one tackle, carries three or four Johnson defenders who hold him up after about an 8 or 9 yard gain across the 20-yard line into about the 18 or 19.
Yeah, Hunter Bowling doing a good job there. Once again, running hard. He only got one block there from Brogan Dunlap, and then he was kind of on his own.
Second and two for the Titans.
Inside the 20-yard line.
Second and one at the 18. 2:45 to go. McQueen, shotgun formation. Kozel flanked to his right. He's going to pick up the Eagle rush, and it looks like it's going to be a football out of bounds here on the near side after...
They're going to say an incomplete pass.
Okay, they're going to give the incomplete pass. That's a good deal. That'll give the Titans about 7 or 8 yards back here instead of taking the sack. Should line up a third and one, 2:33 to go in the first half.
Third down.
Wes is going to try to go with a little quick
QB
snap here. It is going to be a QB sneak, and it should be enough for the first down. Well executed there to get everyone set and kind of catch the Eagles off guard just a little bit.
Yeah, there was nobody. There was one guy over center, but the middle of the offensive line that was pretty open, and they did a little quick snap there. Good job by the Titans to pick up the first down.
A couple area scores around after the end of the first quarter. Boytown 7, Ball City Tigers nothing. Ashland Greenwood up 21-0 over Auburn. Sacred Heart up 16-0 over Diller Odell. And Lawrence Central Catholic in the big game of the week up 20-14 over Bruning Davenport Shickley. Those two teams in this D2-1 district. Snap back to McQueen. He's going to look around to the left side. It's going to be incomplete on the play. Lines up a second and 10 here for the Titans.
Yeah, he tried to hit Kozel there in the flat, and it was almost a pick six for Sloan Pelican. He was about 3 inches away from taking that the other way.
2:01, clock stopped here. Second and 10 from the 14-yard line. Titans prepared to look for no score here. Breaks the huddle. Single back set. McQueen under center, takes a snap, bobbles it. He's going to get around the left side. He's got some open room. Good for about a 7 or 8 yard scramble. He was quick to get around the end there, get into the open, into the next level, and Johnson Brock able to bring him down just short of the first down marker. It looks like about a 3rd and 2 here with 1:40 to go in the first half.
Yeah, McQueen just hit the end there, and he has some wheels on him.
3rd and 2, clock ticking, 1:30. From the 6-yard line, it's going to be another one of those QB sneaks, and this one not as successful. He's going to be stopped short. He will gain some yardage, and it's going to be close to that first down marker.
Looks like we have a timeout on the field called by the Titans. It'll be their first of the half.
It'll line up a 4th and 2, 1:15 to go. We'll take a 30-second break here. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
HTRS Titans, empowering all learners for tomorrow's challenges. Titan Pride. The staff at HTRS is proud of the students from kindergarten to the seniors, whatever the event. The HTRS staff gave the students the best opportunity for success at music, sports, and speech activities. Work and play hard to succeed with the HTRS schools displaying the Titan Pride.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Power Field. It's the Bruna Implement Company Game of the Week. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. Area scores update, Boys Town up 13-0 over the Fall City Tigers at half. Fall City Sacred Heart up 24-12 at half over Diller Odell. Those are some updated scores. That's what all I see here. The Titans are in business here. They're going to have a 4th and 1 from the 5-yard line. Minute 15 to go in the first half down. 44-6, looking to get a score. McQueen under center. Takes the snap. It's going to be a keeper around the right side. He's going to have it. He's going to be in for the touchdown, but there's going to be a flag on the play. What is that flag?
Looked like Johnson was prepared there for another QB sneak, and Titans caught him off guard there with just a little quarterback power to the right side.
Titans, unfortunately, going to be called for a holding penalty here. It is a holding, and that'll line up a 4th and 11 for the Titans. 1:11 to go in the half.
The 5-yard touchdown run and the first down.
That's a killer there.
That is a killer. The Eagles catching a little break. It was a nice call. They could tell that the Eagles were prepared for the quarterback sneak, like you said, and caught him a little bit off guard. So HTRS is going to line up in a shotgun formation. McQueen takes the snap. He's going to look downfield. He's got to let it go. He's got a man on the back of the end zone. He dives, and they're going to say incomplete. Looked like a pretty decent throw there near the back far side pylon. And the receiver unable to haul it in.
Yeah, Hunter Bowling was the intended receiver there. Just out of his fingertips, looked like.
Looked like a pretty good throw. So Johnson Brock will take over on the turnover on downs after the unfortunate holding penalty the play before on 4th-and-1 with HTRS scoring. That's negated by the holding. And with 1:03 to go, it would be interesting to see here if Johnson just takes it to halftime, runs. You're going to have to run at least two plays.
Judging by the onside kicks here, I think they're going to try to score here.
Good point. You make a good point there. That could be the truth.
They also get the ball to begin the second half.
Pelican takes a snap. He's going to go to the air. Finds his wide receiver on the far side for a little curl pattern. Gain of about 5 yards on the play. The intended receiver was Chase Van Winkle. Just under a minute, 59 seconds, clock has stopped.
Second down.
Johnson lines up.
If you're HTRX, you cannot let anybody get behind you. If Sloan would have looked left there, he might have had another touchdown pass.
Hard count by the Eagles, and he's going to get HTRX to flinch, and that'll draw the dead ball offside flag. That'll give him 5 yards, and that first play was only about a 2 yard gain, so it lines up a 2nd-and-3 here. Ball is up to the 22 yard line.
Gonna have to start calling Stone Pelican and Aaron Rodgers with these hard counts.
He's got a couple of them now. Sloan takes the snap, looks right, looks back left. Great coverage downfield. He does not have a receiver. Ooh. Finds one coming across the middle, and the ball's intended for Isaac Brooks. The pass was right on the money, and credit the defender there on the play to knock it loose.
Yeah, that was Brogan Dunlap on the coverage there, and he laid the wood to that receiver, knocked the ball right out of his hand.
That was a good defensive play, a good hit there to jar the ball loose.
Sloan Pelican also took a shot on the pass.
Good heads up there. 3rd-and-3. The Eagles break the huddle.
If you get a stop here for your HTRS, you almost think about taking a timeout, or you might just want to let it go to half.
Yeah, I'd take a timeout here. You got a chance. Pelican takes the snap. Shotgun formation looks to the right side, and they're going to have a first down here. Going to be out of bounds after a gain of about 5.
Chase Van Winkle on the reception once again.
45 seconds to go in the first half.
First down yardage for the Eagles.
Johnson Brock able to extend the drive. 1st-and-10 from their own 29. Up 44-6 here. Winding down in the first half. Three wide receivers to the left. Pelican in the shotgun formation takes the snap. Looks to the left. He's got a man. He throws it way downfield, about 15 yards downfield from his intended receiver, Chase Van Winkle. I wonder if it was a miscommunication possibly there. Or
I believe it was number 55, Dayton Eppins, the senior for HTRS. Got quite a good pressure there on Sloan Pelican and gave him another shot as he released that ball.
There you go. Good heads up on that.
Looked like they tried to run a little fake bubble screen there and sent the guy down the sideline.
Clock stopped here at 39. 2nd-and-10 for the Eagles. Shotgun formation. In motion from left to right is Van Winkle. Pelican takes the snap. He's going to look downfield, and an adjustment by the Eagle receiver is good, and he's going to come down with the reception there. Hayden Gravatt, I believe.
I believe it was Dollinghouse, Cason Dollinghouse, number 32. Draven Lamb was in great position for an interception, kind of a duck there by quarterback Sloan Pelican, but Dollinghouse able to go up and fight the ball and take it away from the defender.
There's a timeout on the field. Let's stop for a 1 minute break here. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Helena Agri Enterprises LLC of Falls City's goal is to provide the best customer service and products for your success.
No two farms are alike, and with AgriIntelligence, you get solutions tailored just for you with the people, products, and knowledge you need to succeed. Helena Agri Enterprises provides our producers with high-quality products, services, and technical advice that turns problems into solutions. Call or stop in at Helena Agri Enterprises in Falls City to learn more.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back. Johnson Brock lines up for a first and 10, 31 seconds to go here in the first half. Shotgun formation. Snapback to Pelican. He's got a man across the middle. It's going to be a post pattern from right to left. It's going to be a completed catch by Chase Van Winkle down at about the 1 or 2 yard line. That'll stop the clock until they get the chain set. 23 seconds to go. First and goal from the 1 yard line. And the clock's ticking. 21, 20, 19. Pelican takes the snap and he's going to run it in for the QB sneak. That'll be good for a touchdown. Makes it 50-6 Eagles with 15 seconds to go in the first half. And they were able to use just enough clock and they had just enough of it to score.
Yeah, perfect execution there by Johnson Brock. Had the deep post pattern there to Van Winkle. I think he's been targeted about 15 times this first half. And were able to get on the ball quick and get the quarterback keeper out of the middle for another touchdown.
Johnson Brock going to line up for two-point conversion here. It's going to be a flag on the play. They've broken the huddle with too many men, I believe it is, an illegal substitution. Johnson Brock broke the huddle with nine players, and then that ninth player ran off the field. So that'll back the Eagles up, I believe, 5 yards. I think it's a five-yard penalty.
Yep. Looks like it's a five-yard penalty here.
So the Eagles will break the huddle, come to the same formation. Wide receiver to the left. And Pelican with that hard count again, he's able to get HTRS to jump offside. And that'll put the ball back at the three-yard line for a normal two-point conversion.
We might get to halftime.
There's been a few penalties here, but a lot of pass plays, and when you have those incompleted passes, that extends the clock. Snap back to Pelican. He looks to the right side, and he fires it at the near pylon. It's going to be incomplete. So the Eagles in their lead 50-6 with 15 seconds left on the first half. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
Your robot will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to this scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Yeah, that was a 7-play, 65-yard drive by Johnson Brock with the 1-yard run by quarterback Sloan Pelican. The two-point conversion was no good to make it 50-6 with 15 seconds left in the first half. Johnson Brock leads big.
Johnson Brock does lead big. It probably will line up a running clock in the second half with the 35-point spread. I wonder if any of the hamburger stands will be open at the county fair after this. I think they'll... Do they stay open?
I hope so.
Is the zipper in town? Can I get on the zipper?
I think you can see it over there.
You can just see it right over there. That's it.
That's not my forte.
Johnson Brock with the kickoff. Going to be a little squibber, and HTRS is going to field it just inside their own 20. And we'll carry it across to the 23-yard line. There'll be 9 seconds left in the half, and HTRS will run at least one play here to get it to halftime.
And on the tackle, along with number 2, Bravat, 32 on the play, Jason Dollinghouse, ball is spotted at the 23-yard line. 9.8 seconds left in the first half of play.
Number 70, Levi Cook, checks in for the Titans. Looks like they are going to give it an attempt here.
So HRS will break the huddle, and they've got wide sets, twins to each side. McQueen's in the shotgun. He's going to be under pressure. He's going to fire it across the middle, and it will be picked. It's going to be picked by Johnson. He's got a little bit of a lane there. Can he outrun him? Indeed, he will. Return it for a pick six. It's going to be a pick six by the Eagles. A little desperation heave. And Johnson Brock's going to return that in for six. 56-6 Eagles with zero time on the clock. They will have an untimed down here for the two-point conversion.
For the Eagles.
Yeah, I believe that was Brody Kohler, the sophomore for Johnson Brock with the pick six there. Not what you're looking for if you're HTRS. Probably should have just knelt on it and went to half.
Yeah, you'd like to, you know, you want to try to do something with it, but that's just a tough situation there. Johnson will line up for the extra point. Looks like they're going to try to kick one here. And Pelican with the straight on one step booted kick. It's going to be good. He's going to get an extra point there. 57-6, and that will end the first half. 57-6, Johnson Brock over HTRS. We will send it to halftime back at the studio here. You're listening to the Bruna Implement Company Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
School is back in session and fall sports are about to begin. Participating in organized sports is beneficial in so many ways, but be proactive and keep your athletes safe this season by making sure they have the correct gear. Get a pre-participation physical, stay hydrated, get plenty of rest, enforce safety rules, and don't play through the pain. Fall sports season is a fun time of year, so make sure an injury doesn't sideline your athlete. Some tips from Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Power Field here in Humboldt, where the Johnson Brock Eagles, undefeated on the year, have jumped out to a large lead, 57-6 over the HTRS Titans. Looking at the scoring recap for the first half, Sloan Pelicans had a really good night. He started it off with a 12-yard touchdown run. Then he found Dollinghouse for a 60-yard pass, then a couple touchdown runs by Gravatt. Another pass from Pelican to Dollinghouse put the Johnson Rock Eagles up to a 36-0 lead before HTRS came on the board here from McQueen to Bowling, touchdown. It was a really nice kind of scramble play, kind of something out of nothing there, and Bowling made about four or five guys miss as he ran it up the right side, 36-6. And then three more touchdowns by Johnson Rock, Pelican to Van Winkle, Pelican for a one-yard run, and then a pick six by Keller to end the half, 57-6, Johnson Rock. And you know, Johnson Rock looks like that, they're a playoff team for sure, but they look like one of the cream of the crop here in D2.
Yeah, they look pretty impressive here. HTRS had a couple things going there in the first half and ran the ball pretty decent, but just costly mistakes, costly penalties, wiping points off the board. And, you know, they had that one down here at the 5-yard line and had two penalties in a row. And good teams don't do that to themselves, and Johnson has done a great job of taking advantage of some of those things.
You're right about that. There's 8 minutes and 30 seconds left on the halftime clock. We'll send it back to the studio. They're going to do some updates for you and go through the weather, and we'll be prepared for a running clock second half here in Humboldt. You're listening to the Brunet Implement Company Game of the Week here on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Low dips down to about 58. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High of 78. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 48. Bright sunshine expected Sunday with daytime highs approaching 76. 84 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Hello, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts, inviting you to our board breakathon. Come cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. The board breakathon is Saturday, September 16th at 1 p.m. at 1522 Stone Street in Fall City. And also sign up for our upcoming free trial week, September 25th to the 30th. All our classes are free to try. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
What do you call a person who devotes their entire working life to helping children? A person who cares enough to take the time to give a child a gift of understanding? Someone who sees in every child the potential for greatness? What would you call such a person? It's teacher. We here at Frontier Bank know we have great schools because we have great teachers. Support our local schools.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Visit Farm and City Supplies Get Growing All Season Long sale because they know that better lawns start in the fall. Grass seeds, fertilizer, herbicides, and garden tools are on sale now through September 30th. Farm and City Supply has everything you need for a better lawn next spring. While you're there, stock up on allergen defense air filters. Buy two, get one free. Farm and City Supply in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Late response. I was down there grabbing a soda. Johnson Brock has taken a extensive lead here in the first half. They're up 57-6. We've got a few minutes left here in the running clock. About 3 minutes left here. We'll cut for a 2 minute break, and we will bring it back for the second half. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to high school football here on Sunny 101.3 as the teams go through their halftime warm-ups here. Johnson Brock has a solid lead over HTRS here on County Fair night, 57-6. Trying to look up some area scores here for area teams. Sacred Heart up 24-12 over Diller Odell at the halftime. Trying to scroll through here. There's an area, let's see, district team here. Brooding Davenport Shickley up 22-20 over Lourdes Central Catholic. They are 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Scrolling over to the C1 class here, Ashland Greenwood up 21-0 over Auburn. 4 minutes left in the third. The last I saw, let's see, this one is showing Boys Town up 13-0 over the Fall City Tigers. And that is all I'm seeing for area scores here. Cody, do you have any thoughts on the Big Red Husker football game tomorrow? 0-2, Northern Illinois, 6 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yeah, obviously not a great start to the rural era. Huskers are 13-point favorites tomorrow, so in theory they should win. But Northern Illinois is one of those scary teams. You know, they've beaten a lot of Power 5 teams over the years, come into bigger schools and have came in there and beat them. So the Huskers better come ready to play. And it sounds like Heinrich Harburg, the Kearney Catholic product, might be getting the start over Jeff Sims, who has an ankle injury.
I was looking up this... They call it a rivalry on Northern Illinois' website. But the Huskers have fallen to Northern Illinois before.
Yep.
I think, was it 2017?
I believe so. It was Mike Riley's last year, maybe.
Yeah, September 16th, 2017. And I can't remember.
Guess what tomorrow is?
Uh-oh.
September 16th.
How about that? So... I don't know. Let's see if the Huskers can get back on track. It should be. I mean, it's, you know, you didn't want to come and have your homecoming at 0-2. It's a night game. Memorial Stadium should be rocking. It should be a fun atmosphere. But,
yeah,
man, we've got to be patient with him, right? He's trying to rebuild a program.
Yeah, he is for sure. The defense has looked pretty darn good, you know. They held Colorado in check, and they're supposed to be one of the best offenses in the country. There's just so much they can do, you know, when you're on the field that often for your offense giving Colorado the ball all the time. And there's only so much defense can do. They're gonna give eventually.
That's it. You know, the defense looks to be good. I think I saw a stat. They're leading the nation in sacks. You know, they're top maybe five or six in defensive rushing. And so you'd like to see the offense just find a little click here. Try to get some momentum. It looks like they've got a good defense. If we can just get the offense to move the ball, score some points, you know, they should be able to make it competitive. I mean, I think the goal always this year was to make a bowl game.
Right.
I think it still is. You'd love to win the West.
It's still possible. I mean, you got to win these next two, and then I believe you get Michigan after that, which will be a tough one. But there's three or four games in there in the Big Ten where you could definitely come away with a win.
I agree. Got to get to 6-6. So we're second half is underway. HERS kicking left to right. Johnson Brock, it looks like it might be Gravatt that handled that.
Alex Colza with a nice tackle there. Looks like it'll be at the 21-yard line.
Ball at the 21-yard line for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Try to see if we can get some eyeballs on any substitutions or any new players that are going to be in. We'll have a running clock here for the second half. There is a running clock when there's a 35-point lead. And Johnson Brock will line up. Looks like they've got their starters in there, first-team offense. It's going to be a give around the near side here to Gravatt, who's got wide open space and across midfield, good for about a 25-yard gain across midfield into HDRS territory at 25. On the carry there was Isaac Brook, showing off some of those wheels there for the senior.
Yeah, another one of those plays where Johnson put the guy in motion and does a little pop pass to him. Just in case he does drop it, it would be an incompletion and not a fumble, and he got a couple nice blocks there on the edge and had a nice game. So it'll be first and 10 here now for Johnson at the 35-yard line.
Johnson Brock in the shotgun formation. They give up the middle there to Gravatt, who runs into the back of the offensive line, bounces off of him, and going to be good for about an 8-yard gain.
Yeah, it looked like Clayton Howe was going to blow that play up for the Titans, but just couldn't quite make the play on the running back there and ends up getting about 6 or 7 yards.
A longer than normal first half here. healthier. I mean, eight-man games can, generally speaking, be long because they're higher scoring. Started the second half here. It's 8:37 p.m., and it should be a much quicker first half. So handoff around to the right side. It looks like it's going to be Chase Van Winkle on the carry. Comes around to the right side. He's back around to the left side. Dives at the near pylon.
Touchdown.
And they will give him a touchdown. He was able to dive in, and boy, he was off to the right side. It was a juke. The defender came around to the left side and dove to the near side pylon for the touchdown. Another set of lead for the Eagles, 16-3-6. As they line up, let's see, last time they scored, they kicked an extra point. Pelican did. It was successful. Looks like they're going to huddle here. I do not see a kicking tee yet. Now the kicking tee is down. Kicking tee is down at the 10-yard line. Johnson Brock will line up for the extra point. Sloan Pelican, the kicker. A little short step, one-step kick, and it's going to be no good. Short and to the right. With 9:47 left to go in the third quarter, Johnson Brock is up from HGRS 63-6. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Touchdown run makes the score. Johnson Brock, Eagles 60.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The Eagles have scored a touchdown here, and this scoring drive recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Yeah, that was a 35-yard run by Chase Van Winkle as he scores another touchdown on the night. It was just a three-play, 69-yard drive. The PAT attempt by Sloan Pelican was no good to make the score 63-6 with 9:47 left here in the third quarter.
Johnson Brock kicks right to left. Short kick. It looks like it might muster its way out of bounds. It does. It draws the flag. The kick was out at the 15-yard line.
That might be the first penalty on Johnson, I believe. Been a clean game by them.
HTRS is going to elect a re-kick here.
And I think that's the correct choice. You know, they've had some pretty good luck returning these kickoffs, so might as well make them kick it again and see if you can get a big return here.
Might as well, see if you can get the ball in open space and see if anything will open up. So Johnson Brock will back it up 5 yards to the 25 and kick from there. They're in a huddle here. They break the huddle. Sloan Pelican, the kicker, back to his own about 15-yard line, the approach, and the kick, and it's going to be a little squibber to the right side, fielded cleanly by HDRS, almost near midfield. Looks like he's going to be out of bounds at about the 38, 39-yard line.
I believe that was number 21, Kamian Detman, with the return there. He's just a 110-pound freshman. Made a nice, clean catch there on that squib kick and returned it to the 39-yard line of HTRS.
Interesting little deal here. We're talking to Coach Roberts for the game, and I believe he said they've got BDS next week. This is a formidable challenge for him, so they've got a decent, comfortable lead here. It'd be interesting to see if he decides to bench his first string here to save them for next week. Humble takes the snap. It's going to be snapped back to Bowling, who throws a little lateral pass to McQueen, who lined up as the receiver, and Humble came around here. Good for about a 5-yard gain on that play.
Yeah, that was just HGRS trying to get an athlete the ball there. J.J. McQueen, get him on the edge, see if he can break one.
Second and 5, 8:30 to go in the third quarter. 63-6, Johnson Brock.
Looks like Bowling's at quarterback once again, and McQueen's over here at a wide receiver as he goes in motion.
And it's going to be a give around the left side to McQueen. Good for about a four-yard gain at least. Line up a third and one for him.
Marker stop short by the Eagles.
Interesting little wrinkles here by Coach Caleb Lemke, looking to just kind of switch it up here, try something different, see if they can get some momentum going, and a couple scores.
Yeah, just trying to get that athlete JJ McQueen the ball in space. You know, he's pretty fast, and see if he can do something here.
Snap back to Bowling. He'll fake it to McQueen in front of him, going from right to left, and Bowling will keep it to try to dive forward. He's going to be stopped short. Gets about back to the line of scrimmage. Line up a fourth and two possibly.
Yeah, that was number 40. Leighton Barron's there, just kind of blew that play up, just ran over the offensive guard there and destroyed that play.
So line up a fourth down for the Titans. I think it's a no-brainer to go for it here. You might as well. You're in Eagle territory. Fourth and one from the 33.
Looking like another sneak here.
J.J. McQueen. No, I'm sorry. Bowling takes a snap. He's going to roll around to the left side. He's got the first down as he bumps into one of his offensive linemen there. And able to get enough. They kind of lined up in that quarterback sneak formation that we've seen in the first half and decided to tuck it, go around the guard on the left side, and they were able to scamper for about 2 or 3 yards and up for the first down.
Yeah, nice play there by Bowling once again.
Bowling under center. He's going to drop back. Now he's scrambling, trying to get away from the Eagle defender. He does. He
stiff
arms it. Now he's got three of them on him. He's going to be sacked in the backfield for about a 10 or 11, about a 10-yard loss right at midfield. Should bring up a second and 20 for the Titans.
Yeah, I think that was number 28, Thomas Curtis, the senior for the Johnson Bronc Eagles with the sack there. Once again, HTRS is struggling in pass pro.
You know, when they've gone to those passes, whenever they get it out in space quick, or, you know, previously when McQueen's been able to scramble and find some guys, they found some success. But just the straight drops, it looks like Johnson Bronc defensive line able to get some pressure in the backfield of HTRS and disrupting those pass plays.
Yeah, it looks like number 55 for the Titans, Dayton Evans, who's a starter offensive lineman, looks like he might be done for the night, so that probably doesn't help their pass protection.
Snap back to HTRS, and it's going to be a fumble on the play. Recovered by the Eagles. It's kind of a little scramble there for that defensive line pressure coming in, and I think J.J. McQueen is the one that has fumbled it. Just didn't tuck it away, and he had an Eagle defender kind of come up from behind him and chip that ball loose, and the Eagles are able to hop on it at about the 36-yard line, their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, we sound like a broken record here, but as soon as J.J. McQueen caught the ball there, he had somebody in his face. I believe it was number 24, Peyton Grotran, that caused the fumble, and number 15, Austin Meyer, recovered it for the Eagles.
In on defense here, HRS, the freshman, Axton Walmsley for the Titans. Snap back to Sloan Pelican. No, I'm sorry. It looks like Brody Keller.
Looks like both teams are getting some substitutions in here. Brody Kohler in at quarterback now for the Eagles, and the Titans are rotating some younger players in here on defense as well.
Thank you for that. It is Brody Kohler. I even wrote it down phonetically when we were going over it in the pregame, and I didn't reference that. Thank you.
He is a sharpshooter on the basketball court also.
Eagles break the huddle. Second team O in there, running some plays, and it will be Kohler for the carry, the quarterback sneak around the left side, the freshman, I'm sorry, the sophomore, Kohler, is good for the first down. That'll move the sticks for the Eagles as they start subbing some of them in. Try to see if we can grab some numbers here for you.
Hunter Bowling still in there for the Titans, made the tackle, but after a big game by the quarterback, Kohler.
Kohler in that same shotgun formation. He'll take the snap. Going to be a give on the play. I believe Christopher Melvin. It is Christopher Melvin, the junior for the Eagles, getting the carry. And he's up to about the 30-yard line of HGRS. Good for about a two-yard gain. Should line up a possibly a one-yard gain. Second and nine. Clock ticking. 63-6. Johnson Brock ahead of HGRS. Second team for Johnson subbing in here. Keegan Feist, the senior wide receiver on the far right side for Johnson Brock. Kohler takes the snap. It's a high snap. He's able to gather it and was able to get the ball there to his running back, Melvin, who takes the ball for about 2 yards.
Draven Lamb coming up to make the play there for the HGRS Titans. He's a 175-pound freshman.
Lamb's a good football player. I had a chance to referee their JV game in Fall City earlier this week. I think it was earlier this week. And he was the best athlete on the field. He passed the eye test. Just 100 miles an hour out there, pretty passionate, but he's kind of limping over here, I think, on the near sideline. Handoff around the right side here. There's going to be a flag on the play, possibly up to the first down marker. Christopher Melvin, I believe, on the carry there. Nope, I'm incorrect, as you heard maybe the PA announcer, Keegan Bice, on the carry for the Eagles. The flag, what is the indication?
Block in the back on Johnson Brock. That'll negate a first down and move him back 10 yards to make it. Looks like about 3rd and 13.
A block in the back it is. That'll move him back at least 10 yards from the line of scrimmage, I believe. So 3rd and 13. 1:55 to go, clock ticking. 3rd and 13 from the HGRS 36. Eagles with the ball. Second string offense in the huddle. Number 30, Maverick Piper, is in at left guard for the Eagles. In motion here, let's see.
Number 44, Robert Gravatt, is in the motion man. Here goes Kohler from the shotgun. He's looking to pass. And he's going to take off and run. And Hunter Bowling misses it. Oh, he does get a tackle. Set up about 4th and 9 here. See if Johnson is going to go for it. Looks like HGRS is about 31-yard line, be 4th and 9.
Credit Bowling for the tackle there for HGRS. And Johnson Brock in somewhat of no man's land here. 4th and 9 with a decent lead. It's almost too short of the field to kick. You've got your second-team offense out there. You might as well give them a play to run.
HGRS has a couple of young freshmen out there, number 52, Reed Shupp, and 72, Jake Davis. Both of them are freshmen. Get some playing time.
Little motion from right to left, and looks like on the carry for the Eagles, Keegan Bice, who's going to have enough for the first down. He was split out to the right side as the wide receiver came in motion. Took the little kind of chip pass right in front of him and had enough room to get about 13 or 14 yards good for the first down. It lines up a 1st and 10 for the Eagles inside the 20 at about the 19-yard line.
Yeah, it's number 20, Alex Kozel, is a little shaken up there, and he'll come out for a play. That was Hunter Bowling once again making the tackle. He came clear from the opposite side of the field to make that play.
Number 52, reshuffle the ball game for the Titans.
Looks like
the defensive line.
Go for it.
We're going to end the third quarter here, maybe.
Yeah, it looks like, well, the Eagles are now going to break. There's 5 seconds, four. They're hustling to the ball. 3, 2, 1, and it looks like they will get it off, and it's going to be tackled in the backfield for a loss. And on the carry there, Christopher Melvin as the Eagles are able to get a snap off. So we'll take another break here at the end of the third quarter. 63-6, Johnson Rock over HGRS. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to the Bruna Implement Company Game of the Week. Bruna Implement's your Case IH dealer here in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have five other locations in northeast Kansas. Johnson Brock up 63-6, start of the fourth quarter.
Johnson Brock will have it second and 10 here at the HGRS 20. We got Kohler, I believe, still a quarterback in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to number 18, Chris Melvin, and that play is blown up by number 52, Reed Shupp, the freshman for HGRS.
Yeah, nice play by Reed Shupp there to get in the backfield. He's a big freshman, 225-pound freshman playing. Looks like it's the left defensive end there, also subbing in for HGRS, Caleb Keaton.
Yeah, also Jake Davis, another freshman in there on that play.
Marco Hernandez is in there at the linebacker position for HGRS.
It'll be third and 14 now for the Johnson Brock Eagles. One wide receiver split left, two here to the near side. Kohler and shotgun. He'll take the snap here. Looked like an offensive lineman might move there. J.J. McQueen gave a little fake step there like he was going to blitz and got the left guard to move a little too quick.
HGRS senior Matthews Nunez-Volado in at the DB cornerback position, 140-pound senior for HGRS.
HGRS does have a couple starters still out there, but, you know, just looking at the sidelines, they just don't have the depth to probably be able to pull those guys out. So here it is now, third and 19, one receiver to the near side, to the far side. Two receivers here to the near side. Quarterbacks in shotgun. Motion man. He's got a man wide open running down the field. That might have been intercepted by J.J. McQueen. Wow.
It was.
That was a heck of a play.
It was a heck of a play. It was a pretty good throw there. Just a tad bit underground. J.J. McQueen on the play there. Just went up for it and went. He came down to the ground and held the ball up. And the referee says, yes, sir, you do have an interception.
Yeah, the Johnson Brock Eagles had a pretty open tight end there, but J.J. McQueen with great closing speed there to make the play on the ball and got his head turned around and got an interception there.
Clock still running, 10:30 to go, 63-6. Johnson Brock ahead, but HGRS with the turnover. Bowl's going to start on their own 3-yard line.
The only downfall of that is, like you just said, they're starting on the 3-yard line, and that almost worked as well as a punt for Johnson. It was third and 19, so they pinned HGRS deep here. Looks like it's Hunter Bowling taking a snap here in the single wing for Titans. They send a man in motion, the toss play over here to number 21, Kamian Detman. Oh, it's number 13.
You got it. Kevin Hunsaker on
yep.
Carry.
He'll get a gain of about 2 or 3 yards here. Give a little bit of breathing room. Second and 7 now for the Titans.
In for the Eagles at right D end. If my eyes
number
are...
45.
Yep, Gage Rasmussen, the sophomore.
On the game in the defensive line.
Titans break the huddle now. once again in the single wing, man in motion to the near side. They fake the sweep. Bowen keeps it, gets a nice stiff arm, Marshawn Lynn-esque, and he's still breaking tackles.
Wyatt Bolton, the freshman for Johnson Brock in at the linebacker position.
Looks like Hunter Bowling might have lost a shoe there. He's still running hard. He's a pretty good ball carrier for the Titans. It'll be first and 10 now after the nice gain by Bowling for the Titans on their own 24-yard line.
Sophomore Tucker Everett in for the Eagles at nose guard.
8:45 left to go here. 63 Johnson to 6 for the Titans. As they break the huddle here, they got two receivers on the far side, one running back in the backfield. Snap back to Bowling. He's looking to pass. Has nobody open. He's going to try to run. Now he finds a man open. Brogan Dunlap. Nice little catch there by him. Just lost his footing, or he might have been able to go to the house. But it'll be a 12-yard gain for the Titans and set up another first down here at their own 38-yard line.
Gage Rasmussen for Johnson Brock was able to get some pressure in there, but wasn't able to quite wrap up. He was able to get a hand on the defender, but not able to bring him down, and so that extended the play.
Yeah, Bowling's a tough runner to bring down, and the offensive line actually did a decent job there of pass protection. Once again, it'll be first down and 10 for the Titans at their own 38-yard line. Man in motion is McQueen. They'll fake it to him, looking to pass once again. He's got Dunlop open if he can get it there. Throws it up in the air, and looks like the defender knocked it away from Dunlap. That was a tough catch there for Dunlap on the sideline.
Nice play by the defender, Grady Behrens, a sophomore in, also in at linebacker for the Eagles, Quentin Behrens, the freshman.
So it'll set up second and 10 now for the Titans at their own 38-yard line. 7 minutes and 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Fourth quarter, excuse me. The Titans walk up to the line. Once again in the single wing. Bowling under center, sets the man in motion. Fakes it to him, looks to pass it once again. The receiver falls down. And he's getting hounded by defenders in the backfield, but he'll take off and run. He's got 5 yards. There's 10, makes another man miss. Gets a block from Dunlop, makes another man two more miss. And a heck of a gain there by Hunter Bowling.
22, Hunter Bowling.
Take it all the way down to the 15-yard line.
It's a good-looking run there by Bowling, just making the field look slippery for the defenders who weren't able to break down and make the tackle. He probably broke, five tackles there. He made five people miss.
Looks like he might be a little tired here. He's going to come out and get a drink of water, and McQueen will take over as quarterback again. First and 10 for the Titans at the 15-yard line. In the shotgun now. One man in the backfield with McQueen. Gets the snap, looks to pass. He's going to throw it up to Dunlap in the corner of the end zone. He did not quite get that.
Like a pretty decent throw. It was a great effort by Dunlap to try to lay out and make the catch. Just over the tips of the fingers, looks like.
Yeah, they've had a couple of those. They've been really close, just can't quite connect on them. Set up a second and 10 here on the 15. Got about 5 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game.
Subbing in for the Eagles at right. The end, Robert Cravat.
44, Robert Cravat in the ballgame at a right defensive end.
Titans will set up in shotgun here. Dunlap to the top of the screen. And we got another receiver here to the near side. He'll go in motion. Looks like to be a double reverse, maybe a pass back to. He's got him. McQueen catches it, and he'll take it in for the score.
Pretty good looking play there it was. It was a double reverse pass. McQueen was able to get to come back to the ball, but when he did it, that allowed him to kind of create some space for the defense. There was about three Eagles defenders all around him. He was able just to kind of split him at about the 3 or 4 yard line and get in for the touchdown there. That makes the score 63-12 with 5:23 to go in the game.
Yeah, they just did a little double reverse there, and Dunlap found McQueen. It was almost a good thing he underthrew him. So here we go with the two-point conversion. Snap back to McQueen. He's looking to throw, and nobody's home. So the two-point conversion is no good. It'll be 63-12. Johnson Brock leads. It's 5 minutes and 23 seconds left in the game.
We'll take a little break here. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
101.3.
HTRS Titans, empowering all learners for tomorrow's challenges. Titan Pride. The staff at HTRS is proud of the students from kindergarten to the seniors, whatever the event. The HTRS staff gave the students the best opportunity for success at music, sports, and speech activities. Work and play hard to succeed with the HTRS schools displaying the Titan pride.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Sunny 101.3. We've got a scoring recap drive. HTRS scores a touchdown. The scoring recap is presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Full City.
Yeah, it was a 15-yard pass on the double reverse from the wide receiver Dunlap to J.J. McQueen, the quarterback. And the two-point conversion was no good to make the score 63-12. With 5 minutes and 23 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. As it looks like the team's got a little confused on which side they're supposed to be on here. So we got a flip side here as HTRS looks to kick it off.
Yeah, they just, I don't know if they got some back end. Maybe they got second string kick return in there. But you know, that sometimes happens in those JV and junior high games. Not often do you see that when the varsity guys are out there. And I know that. In for the Titans here, Cole Leach is going to be on the kickoff team.
Hunter Bowling with an onside kick here. And it goes, oh, they had a chance. Might be a little illegal touching here on the onside kick. I don't think it quite went 10 yards before J.J. McQueen touched the ball.
Gosh, you know, it almost looked like he knew because he waited.
He did.
I don't, this flag, I don't know.
That's kind of tough. The referee to the opposite side of the field made the call, too. You'd think the guy with the play right in front of him would see it before this guy would, but looks like they're going to call it illegal touch. They waved the flag off now.
Yeah, I'm glad they did. I think that's the right call.
Yeah, definitely. The guy, the other ref on the far side, definitely had a better view, and he must have told the one that threw the flag that there was no contact made by the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, you're a referee out there, right? You don't want to try to make the call all the way across the field when you got when your partner's standing right in front of it.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Eagles on the Titans' 39-yard line.
39-yard line of the Titans.
One wide receiver to the far side, one running back in the backfield with the quarterback. Shotgun snap, handoff up the middle, number 35. Ben Perriott for the Eagles with the carry. He'll pick up about 7 or 8 yards there, set up second and 3.
And for the Titans, Marco Hernandez also coming in. Caleb Keaton here. Coming out for the Titans. Camion Detman.
Second down.
I can't tell who's in at quarterback for the Eagles right now. Looks like it must be their third string behind Kohler, so he'll get the snap here up the middle again. Hands it off to Perriott, and he'll get a first down for the Eagles. Picked up about 6 yards.
You are correct. It is Wyatt Fulton, the freshman, presumably the third string quarterback on the Eagles' depth chart.
Looks like the Eagles are getting in.
Evan Wyatt.
Everybody now.
Back in for the Titans. Emmett Glothar, 190-pound sophomore.
First and 10 here for the Eagles on the Titans' 27-yard line. Once again, Fulton is in the shotgun with a one wide receiver split right. He'll take the snap. He'll keep it this time. He's got room to run. He's at the 10, the 5, and he will score.
The only man in between, Cole Leach had a chance to turn him upfield. No other HTRS defenders were in pursuit. He was able to beat the last man there and touchdown.
Yeah, they ran that play 2 or 3 times in a row where they just gave it up the middle, and looks like the defense kind of relaxed there. And Fulton kept that one and had nobody to beat. So now it'll be the two-point conversion here for the Eagles. Fulton in a quarterback again here at the shotgun. He's got one receiver split right, one man in the backfield with him. He'll take the snap and give it up the middle, and looks like the Titans stopped him.
Titan D hanging tough there.
Number 18, Chris Melvin on the carry. And the no good two-point conversion will make it 69, Johnson Brock, to 12 for the Titans. 3:41 left here in the fourth quarter.
We'll take a break. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Power Field in Humboldt, Richardson County, Fair Week, night, and weekend. Come on up to Humboldt and ride these rides. They've got a nice little setup over there. Got some cheeseburgers and everything you might want in the carnival. Carnival scene, Richardson County Fair, Humboldt, Nebraska, all weekend. 69-12, Johnson Brock of Nemaha County up on the HDRS Titans of Richardson County. And Johnson Brock will line up for the kickoff.
They kick it off here to the Titans. One hop picks it up. Number 21 for the Titans is the return man, Camion Detman. And he will be hit and brought down at the 25-yard line.
In for the stop there for Johnson Brock was Will Day, the freshman, not a very big guy, and he kind of made the hit from first tackle, and you can tell the Johnson Brock Eagle team over there was pretty pumped about that. He might be the smallest guy on the team.
Yeah, he's just a freshman, and yeah, you could see the Johnson Brock Eagle sideline was definitely excited for him, as we have a student manager running out to get the tee. 2:55 left in the game here. Titans first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. Looks like we have a new quarterback, maybe. Number 18 for the Titans. Handed off up the middle.
Yes, indeed. Colt Leach, the freshman, in at quarterback for the Titans.
Colt Leach handing the ball off to number 11, Draven Lamb.
And that'll be a gain of about 4 yards by Draven Lamb up the middle for the Titans. About 2.5 minutes left here with the running clock.
Kate Hawley in at cornerback for the Eagles.
Titans break the huddle here. Looks like it'll be Colt Leach once again under center. The single wing here. Sends a man in motion. And he's going to give it off once again and right up the middle to the fullback here. And he goes nowhere.
Clock winding down, 2 minutes to go in the game here, 69-12, Johnson Brock over HDRS.
Looked like that was another freshman for Johnson Brock making the tackle, number 92, Calvin Benham. And less than 2 minutes to go here, be third and 6 for the Titans.
42 Lane
Robeson in the Colt Leach once again under center in the single wing set here. See if they'll give him a chance to throw the ball. Be a toss play over here to Draven Lamb. Ooh, he might have been able to get the first down there, but he kind of ran out of bounds. He's going to be short of the first down. It'll be 4th and 2.
Driven out of bounds by Braden Holtis.
Short of first down.
Freshman for Johnson Brock.
We'll see what HTRS does here with 1 minute approaching left in the game.
Number 99, Kevin Albert,
in the game off the... Looks like they are going to go for it here. Colt Leach under center once again. Man in motion. He's going to hand it off, but we got a penalty flag first.
Man, I think it's defense. I think the defense jumped first.
You are correct. It was offsides on the Eagles. That'll give the Titans a first down. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Titans on their own 39-yard line. And the clock continues to run here. We're down to about 45 seconds.
The first down, 39-yard line,
line for HTRS. First pick, Dan.
Colt Leach, once again under center. In the single wing, sends a man in motion. Gets it up to Draven Lamb, once again up the middle. He cuts to the outside and gets a gain of about 6 or 7. And that might be the last play. 25 seconds and counting here. Titans look like they might try to hurry up and get another one.
Eagles going to try to sub in a couple more youngsters in for the Eagles. Kate Hawley's back in.
Titans run up to the line. They are going to get another playoff here to toss to Draven Lamb. He takes to the right side, cuts back here to the left. Makes another man. Oh, no. He got him by the shoelace tackle, and that will be the final play of the game.
Nice tackle there by Kate Hawley to stay home. And that will end the game. The Johnson Brock Eagles looking like one of the better championship contenders here in D2, winning it 69-12. We'll stop for a break here, and we'll bring it back for a post-game wrap-up show. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Power Field. That is a final score. Johnson Brock taking care of HTRS, and we'll run through some scores here. Cody?
Yeah, it looked like Sloan Pelican, the senior quarterback, ended up with 5 total touchdowns for the Eagles. 2 on the ground and 3 through the air. One of his favorite receivers was Van Winkle and Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse had 2 touchdown receptions. Van Winkle had 1 and also a running touchdown. For the Titans, it was Bowling on the receiving end from McQueen for a touchdown, and then McQueen had the receiving touchdown from Dunlap. And Kohler also had a pick 6 return for a touchdown for the Eagles. And Gravett, he also had 2 touchdown running touchdowns for the Eagles.
That'll wrap it up here at Power Field. Johnson Brock looks like one of the premier teams in Southeast Nebraska, if not in the entire state. The Eagles come away with a solid victory here. We're going to close it up. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 for Ray Penning and Cody Kastner. I'm Lucas Freshold. Thanks for listening in. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Lewis Implement, your implement dealer in Humboldt, is ready to help you for a successful harvest season with parts, sales, and service. It is now early order buying time for Kinsey.